The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
I think we're going to see a 7-seed win a playoff game.
Yeah, it feels that way.
Especially if the Bills wind up being one. I do believe in the Rams on the other side of things, but they might climb up to 6 because of Minnesota. But again, that's neither here nor there for this point. Super impressive game from the Bills. I mean, if this is the like proverbial, if I had told any Cowboys fan, like, oh, dude, Josh Allen's only going to complete 7 passes, you would have said, the weather must have been frightful. Like, it must have been horrible. Like, and the Cowboys defense ate and was at him all day long. And this was never close. Like, it literally never felt close. And to the Bills' credit, they picked up some luck. If you feel like the personal fouls are a little bit subjective, whatever, but they leaned into it and they capitalized on it. And that is the hallmark of a good team. I have started to kind of eke my way back into the mafia just a little bit over the last few weeks. It never felt like things were as bad as they really were, you know, the night they lost to the Broncos on Monday Night Football, right? Like, that was a really low point, but it never felt like they were truly that bad. Just they kept kind of getting in their own way. And so kudos to them. I don't know if all this has bought Sean McDermott new life in 2024. That remains to be seen, I think. And some of that's obviously going to be impacted by the way this all, you know, kind of shakes out. But I do think what is so like beautiful and terrible about the NFL is the Bills are on top of the world right now, and they're the 9 seed. Like that is so demoralizing.
That's the thing. Like, they could be a terrifying team if they get in, and they might not. I mean, it's not a given that they're gonna get in. And the thing about them is they've shown these past 2 weeks that they can beat anybody. They've also shown this year they can lose to anybody. This is a team that lost to the Broncos. This is a team that lost to the Patriots. And they get the Chargers and the Patriots the next 2 weeks. The most Bills thing ever. The most 2023 NFL season ever would be if they somehow lost one or both of those games.
If they lost at the Chargers and the Chargers finally looked great, like without Brandon Staley and without Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert sideline. Yeah, and Easton Stick comes out and throws for like 365 or something. Yeah.
On the Cowboys side of things, you know, like, are they this bad? No. I think you believe that too. But you said it, like, you built up all, like, you know, people have different versions of this, but like one oh crap wipes out a million attaboys, and you have the wrong oh crap. Like, this just, however annoying it is, like, you just fed the narrative. You had the narrative completely in your hands, completely in your control. And maybe you don't care about the narrative, but I mean, this was completely there for the Cowboys for the taking, and they just peed down their leg. And
the good ship USS Dak Prescott MVP just hit a big iceberg.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.